fishing. A jerk on one end of the line, waiting for a jerk on the other end.
What's biting in the southwest on Triple M?
With Holly, our most famous fisho.
You got to stop that too.
Never. Hey, Never. It's going to be a big weekend in Busselton. We've got the half Ironman happening. You've got a mate going in that.
I do. My good mate Benno's in it on the Sunday. He does the run, and I think 40 does the ride, I think, as well. So, yeah, not my cup of tea, but Benno sort of, he's had a couple of beers here and there. And then he stops and trains for about a week. And that's all he does, and he does his run, and yeah, he does pretty well in it, actually. So.
Don't try that at home, ladies and gentlemen. I would not recommend.
I don't either, but he does really well, so that's how he does it. That's his training resume, or what do you call it, resume? So.
Well played. All right, I've got a bit of a fishing update for you this week.
Okay.
Well, I went diving on Sunday, did three dives, did not see a single cray.
Yeah, right. And what would say you were in 17 metres out there?
Yeah,
so around the 4 mile then, obviously. So.
Off sort of bidding up area.
Yep. Yeah, right. And so a few fish around, or?
Saw some fish. No crays.
No crays. Yeah, right. So I have heard at Bunbury where they are getting the crays out in 30 metres.
All right.
Potting them, but I don't think actually a few guys do dive that deep, but I don't know about diving that deep. Even 17 metres out of my league, I think. If something goes wrong, I'm not coming up to the top, I don't think. So.
What is biting, Holly?
All right, well, we had the first blow yesterday.
Yes.
Really good. I reckon there would have been the jetty rats out the jetty last night trying for a mulloway or a snapper. We need a few more of them, though, obviously. Firstly, though, last Saturday I went up to one of my customers. Every time I go fishing, you know, I brag about it and show him photos. Tim and Jen up in Abbey, and their two kids, Levi and Patrick. So up on Saturday, Cameron and I went up there. We cooked them a feed of curry garlic cuttlefish for an entree. And then we did crumb jewy and some salad and stuff, and they were wrapped. And then actually when I left, I did leave them a little jar of pickled ocky as well. So they definitely want me back to mow their lawn and to cook them some more food. So.
Yeah,
they're awesome people too, so really nice couple. So. Also too, Tomo from down the road, he went out last week and got a nice 26.4 half pooka. And his kids ran me down a couple of nice fillets of that, so thanks to Tomo. Also too, when I was driving home the other day, I always go and park down at the dolphin ramp, you know, and have a look at the water. And there was a dewy frame on the beach. And still had it its wings on it.
Crime.
Yeah, that's cruelty to the fish, because that's the best part of the fish. I reckon the wings, you make a nice creamy garlic sauce and have like reef, so it's bloody beautiful. So, beautiful. Wednesday, Scolzi and Totes met us at port there about 5:30 in the morning, and we sort of went out in our different ways. They went out a bit wider. They started off in the 100-metre mark, sort of at the back of coral lumps there, and then they said nothing was going on there. Come back into about 50 metres. We've got a nice 8 and a 12-kilo dewey. Max and I struggled. All we sort of kept picking up was the smaller deweys. But so I think more so guys here get around the corner to the west coast, and I think that's where the bigger deweys are. The Busselton jetty's been going off. My Mac from a Make It, he said last week the slimy mackerel, big schools of them around, guys. He said they were like 30 centimetres long and nice and fat. You know, I don't know if you can eat them, but they're definitely good bait. And he said still the bonito, herring, potty whiting and King George and the squid are still going off on the jetty. Same as like with the squid. Jetty's probably your best spot to go, or even just drift around it if you're in a boat between the 6 and 8 metre mark. The cray's been quite, like you said, you know, you never saw any crays. And I haven't heard many stories this season at all, you know, from the guys down here. I know a few guys who do pot on the west coast, but they haven't been doing well at all. The salmon's still pretty quiet in the bay. There are a few little schools getting around, but they're still more so into the west coast. And also, too, for Peter Langridge about the Hawley Road beach closure, I'm still waiting for a couple of people to get back to me on that. But he does have petitions around, guys. So if you do see the petitions and you're a fisherman, yeah, definitely sign them, help out the cause. The weekend weather is not looking too bad. Saturday, nor'easterly, 4 knots. Lunchtime, it's about nor'westerly, 5 knots. And then swinging south-westerly in the Arvo, 5 knots. Sunday, south-easterly, 4 knots. Dropping right off to easterly, 2 knots at lunchtime. And then swinging southerly at 11 knots on the way home. And all next week, guys, I think, you might be working because I think there's another bit more rain coming. So, tight lines.
And before we go, Holly, I put up a picture of you with that massive dewey on Friday.
Awesome.
And I asked people to guess how heavy it was. We had lots of guesses.
Anyone get it?
Somebody actually guessed. In fact, it was Lyndall. 26.1. Yep. Looks plastic, though.
No, it wasn't 26. I think 26 is about the record, I think. So No, that one was 22.
Yeah. And then Jennifer said, photoshopped, holding it with arm. I replied on your behalf, Holly. I said, Holly wouldn't know how to photoshop if he tried.
I know, right? My son probably would. Yeah, no, not me. No, it definitely wasn't photoshopped. Beautiful fish. And like I say, it took me about 2 hours to get home from port to here because you've just got to go and show people, you know, they look a lot better in real life than they do on a photo. So.
Well, have a good weekend, mate.
You too, mate. See ya.